451. Hola. This is for the rules committee today. And do you think any dirty jokes in there?
We're going to come to order on Thursday, April 18th, 1985. The time is 8:33. Unintended for distribution to Earth. Representative Benelder, Representative Watt, and myself. Representative Miller, still we have ACR 15, but we're going to help the agency work accreditation. And we have a proposed substitute. I'll give you the explanation of it, then we'll have a motion to adopt these new substitutions and do the original bill. The prime sponsor is to discuss this if anyone wants to talk about it. What we have done on page 2, lines 12 and 13, we have deleted the words equal in scale to those being sponsored by Wolf Protection Group and inserted the words the need for wolf management. So it will read, for the result that the legislature urged the governor to direct the commission officially to implement a public education program on behalf of wolf behavior and the need for wolf management. So with that, I will ask for a motion to adopt the committee's presentation.
Advisory board to be more than happy to hold meetings on the line to do it.
Thank you, Director Martin.
Chairman, thank you. Page two, line 13, we have the request that the governor directs the station down. Number one, I thought there were two separate boards. And number two, you want to come up and call the number two, we'd like to pay one. I'm both the most of you and the time that I think it's fair that you come and a real good story and full master student study that we're going to involve in the age of the Morgan Seminar. Hopefully, I think the Congress, the governor, will be officially modifying the important driving for the work that we're doing.
As for your first question, I believe that there are two separate boards, but there is one commissioner and one for the Morgan Seminar. So technically speaking, yes, that is correct.
Well, we're just a question. We're really ready to take a look at it as a consistent bill and I think that in light of that, if you have 40 of the 72 advisory boards in the state that are asked for a director control program, then many of these communities have said that they have their own populations in their area, even their own populations, responding to the point that
now you're asking them to have the hammer. Is that the way I read it?
No.
You're turning it back to the management of the commissioner's department of institution.
No. Well, are the other directors making that correct?
Yeah, but right now, they took that away from the biologist, right?
The game board.
Yeah.
They simply said there would be no aerial hunting rule. Is that right? There'd be no pressure.
I'm asking you, I thought my discussion with you said that you think that the biologist and the commissioner of the fishing game could manage to have the wolf predator.
We don't have right now the ability. Only by regulation. It's only by regulation on that. By regulation, the commissioner at one time had the authority to make the decision for a predator control program. It became too controversial. And they reward regulations and eliminated them and put it on the game board's shoulders. But we sent them and essentially put it on the game board. It's become very highly publicized and political. And I do think that the commission should manage a fresh control program for work if I do that everything else in the money to give you the biology input. I personally am opposed to fishing game hunting and shooting the wolf by plan. I don't believe that any dollar. I believe we can open that up for men, but the private sector do that or a trapper to do the program of some kind. Those military areas that are needed.
Can you share one more question? Is there a fifth one over there? If we do this education program, is there a fifth one over there?
No, we've already done
line 12, 13 on page 2, public education program on wolf behavior. There must be a fail over it.
No, there's not. There's no fail.
How will they do it?
They've got the material, it's just a matter of compiling and making available to the board.
go to the advisory board, not general public. So I think the advisory board will, you know, will use the trail to the Thank you.
I'd like to take the representative that we were going to sometime and go on that policy. Are there any further questions?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to suggest that maybe a couple ways to strengthen the bill from the sponsor's viewpoint. As one who has always wanted to stay away from this issue, I've never wanted to get involved in this issue. Because the motion seems to run so strong. I don't think it's really important in my district, but here I am, basically, so I wanted to tell you how I perceive and how I think this might strengthen. It's on line 15 or someplace. Put language in after the word group that says that in Alaska in the lower 48. I think that the problem, as I have understood it, is that the wolf protectionist groups are basing Alaska wolf policy on what they know to be true about the wolf situation in the lower 48. Where there is a shortage, and they are out in endangered species in most of the western states, I guess, but we don't say that in here. Maybe that would strengthen the bill if we were to draw the contrast between the situation of the wolves in the lower 48 and the rest of the crop doesn't exist in Alaska.
Well, they do
it
in some of the materials that they have, and I wish that a lot of people would have had more of an opportunity to talk to Andrew Rice and Steve Rice when he was down there. Long before the white man ever comes to the state, they had a predator control program that was very, very efficient. And when their moose population began declining, they also knew at that time what was possible for the wolves. And what they would do was go out and they would go to the dam and eliminate the mothers and pups. And as a result of that, they would go into areas that would be 8 mile area and eliminate wolf populations and then went to that population and back on the time to another area.
He told me about that.
But implement something like that, and I understand that.
Oh, he used to take a stick of dynamite and throw it in the den and eliminate the mother and father. But I'm like that.
But they honestly did, and Andrew Lyman, when he was down here, told him many of the people about this. The first thing in this game is you couldn't do that, and you couldn't implement that kind of a program. But all I'm saying is that we do have a problem. Now these people that have been dependent upon these animals for a subsistence lifestyle that have been able to resolve the problems in the past in their own method are now curtailed by laws and regulations that are simply their root populations and their root populations are beginning to decline in certain areas, and their hands are tied. They just don't have any way to try to get these dogs back up.
From personal experience, I would suggest that you not put anything about animals in your resolution that you would It will be bringing to get back. Representative Paul.
Yeah, I have a question here for Representative Paul. On line 15, the effect the wolf may have on the subsistence lifestyle, why are you just picking out subsistence as opposed to hunting? It seems to me it looks like we should have something in there for the people for Portland. Well, if we've already identified the subsistence element, Representative Paul, that the subsistence is the highest and best use of the wildlife resource. And then that is the last one. There isn't going to be any cuts anywhere. The subsistence is going to be the last thing. And the wolves, I'm saying at this point in time, are having harmful effects on that very subsistence lifestyle, which is the number one priority in the state. So, certainly it's having an effect on the hunters.
There are areas that aren't as heavy as consistent hunting, for example, I can't seems to me that we could cover all types of, I think we get as much input from the honey population on cytosol control as we do for this, and I think we included in that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Stewart, I have followed the arguments of Representative Schultz here, and that subsistence is the highest priority. When we're dealing with new management, that is the first thing that we have to resolve. If we don't resolve that question, be it by poachers, be it by trains, be it by predation, we wouldn't have any further support activities on the dock of Anacostia. I think when you mentioned Kenai Peninsula, yes, there might not be subsistence down that area, but that is the area where there's a lot of sports hunting. If there wasn't sports hunting availability down there, there would be forced to fly out of the area of which there would be I follow the representative's rationale, however, I do feel certain cultural significant uses by the rule that we think of being animals. My gosh, I feel we can correct cultures and also the question we have a poacher now by the legal decision. Can we have a poacher now by the court
decision? Maybe instead of getting rid of the wolf, if you get rid of the hunters, then you have no suspicion about it. The major argument in my program is that it's not that we can try different places in the national economy, but those who are support hunters, they will be able to do that. In your sense, if you limit it to the way it is now,
I think there's some weight though to the arguments. I mean, what I see what they're saying is why not broaden this resolution? You don't necessarily have to say subsistence throughout the whole thing. You just talk about natural resources, or wolf being one of our resources or game resources, and just talk about how it's important for all the people that there's good wolf control. It's important for all of us as citizens. So maybe what he's thinking, or what his, I'm not trying to see the motives of Dr. Martin, but maybe what he's trying to say, and maybe what I see here too, is that we wouldn't have to always have to say subsistence in here. It could say just for the benefit of the citizens of the state of Alaska, or whatever, all the citizens, whether they be sports or citizens. Now you've dealt with this issue a lot more than I have in terms of the whole issue of subsistence. So I'll yield to the people that have been listening to all the testimony. But that's what I hear, and that's sort of what I read in it too.
I don't have any trouble with that. I don't have any trouble with that. It's just not needed at all, because we're talking about managing. And at the minimum that we can manage the should be at least at the subsistence level. I guess it's a matter of semantics. I think the representative gave a set of formula.
it's brought, I think it's improved as a management tool for all people. Course hunters, fishing hunters, trophy hunters, the whole ball of that. Coaches who might better, to have a broader.
Sure.
Perhaps, Mr. Chairman, it seems to be concerned with this, that if we look on line 27, the management of wolves is really jeopardized with fishing hunting and sport hunting opportunities for local residents, putting in sport hunting opportunities. And then in the resolve clause, we could come down here and we'll even make a further resolve for we could put it on customers, business assistant activities, and assistant activities and sport hunting activities are not diminished due to that. And then we have it in the corpus of the resolution and in the resolve section.
You put that on line 15 now?
No, it would be on the first resolve, which would be, it's kind of clear that I guess it would be in between 9 and 10, where it says, the different strategic activities and four times are not diminished due to it. And then if we make that amendment on the first page, line 27, actually geared up a little bit from 27, and we say severely jeopardized fishing hunting and sport hunting opportunities for local residents. And then perhaps we could satisfy some people's concerns there.
I have a question, and maybe President Schultz or staff from resources could answer. You know, it says in here several times customary and traditional, and that's, I think, sort of probably a legal word or at least a buzzword. Now, do you call the people in Fairbanks that are going down to sit now, are those customary and traditional subsistence users, or are they, you know, I didn't realize you're doing semantics, but you talk about customary and traditional subsistence users. Now, is that according to the new definition, does that include me when I go out moose hunting and then for meat, or does that just include somebody in a village, or what does that mean?
Well, at the present time, customary and traditional is left to the interpretation of
the word is also used in the NILCA as well as the basis of the 8 criteria that we developed for the statistics, which will be in the letter of intent that we have in relation to the statistics.
We do have a motion on the table for the consideration of the wisdom sport hunting on line 27 on page 1 and line between 9 and 10 on page 2. Is there objections to that amendment?
If we're only for purposes of discussion, should we not be consistent then when we put down the line 15 where it says points out consistent lifestyle and sport hunting and nature for consistent throughout the whole
line 15 on page 2?
Yeah.
On the last further resolve.
Mr. Chairman, we actually have two resolves. Well, a resolve that could further resolve it. It could well be there if you like, but
technically, I guess we've actually covered it in the first resolve that it was a resolve clause.
Mr. Chairman, as long as it's in where I am and shows up in the resolve, then that's the very point.
Well, I guess I go back to what Representative Fuller was saying about broadening this, and I still think we should know what we're doing here. Customary and traditionally depend on for subsistence.
I don't think we can broaden it to be, say, state residents who depend on for subsistence or something that would we don't have to say that unless we're really, that's the intent of it, to say customary and traditional all the way through here. Just people that use for subsistence, or rely on game for subsistence, and they're preyed on by wolves, or however you want to say it in terms of language, but just that the subsistence is, according to our last decision, I think, is broaden the definition of subsistence. And I don't know if we want to have this customary and traditional throughout this resolution. And maybe you've thought about that, Rick, himself, but it's a concern of mine. And
yeah, it's already used, it's a word that's used throughout the subsistence throughout the
I'm not going to propose an amendment, but I, to me, I sort of sticks in the claw, whatever you want to call it.
Is there any further objection to the amendment?
No, I don't have any objection to the amendment, but I think that's related.
And then the amendment is adopted today on adding 400 on line 27 of page 1 and 400 on line 9 and a half on page 6. There's a further discussion. If there's no further discussion, is there a motion to move substitutes for House Budget Resolution Number 15 rules as amended out of committee for the future recommendation?
That's so moved.
Is there objection? Hearing none, ordered. Before you leave, if there's time, the committee report, then the meeting is adjourned at 9 o'clock. Thank you.
My point is, I thought we could.
That's the problem.
It's like surfing for hunting without a license.
Yeah. Why would you require the railroad to take one wolf for every moose that they take, and it'll people have balance?
Thank you.